Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. As we are coming closer to the end of 2021, I want to address a few special holidays and their traditions to get us ready for a wonderful month. I pulled up all the holidays for November, and OMG, almost every day has 2 to 3 plus holidays mentioned. Well, I'm not going to go through all those. Don't worry about it. Though, to put a little bit of fun into this episode, I want to share the first one, which is actually today, and it's called National Men Make Dinner Day. And I just want to share a little bit about that because I think it is so much fun. And I, for one, I don't need to stress that because my husband makes me dinner every night when he makes it home on time for me to eat. So I would say 300 times a year he makes me dinner at least. And that's pretty darn awesome. But how did this come about? National Men Make Dinner Day is celebrated on the first Thursday of November every year. Even though gender roles are not as strict nowadays, some men have still never learned how to cook or feel like cooking is not a very manly activity. This day is here to end all that and inspire men to get the post and pots and pans out and cook a nice meal for their family and friends. Hopefully, they'll enjoy it as much as they will cook dinner more than once a year. That reminds me of my dad. He loved to cook once a year or so he did. But it was horrible to let him cook. The food he cooked was absolutely delicious. The mess he left behind was absolutely disgusting. Not one pan was washed, not one tool was washed, nothing, nothing, nothing. And I go, oh my. Now with my husband, he cleans up after himself when he cooks dinner, which is so awesome. That's why I love him so much and I love him to cook. So the background of this national holiday is that National Men Make Dinner Day was established in 2001, that's 20 years ago, by Sandy Sharkey. Sharkey states on her website that this day is not for those men who already feel comfortable in the kitchen and regularly cook meals for their family and friends, but it is rather a day that encourages those who are not used to cooking or have never even chopped up some vegetables. She does so by listing 10 reasons for men to take part in this day that include the fact that the person who cooks dinner always has the attention of the family dog, and the fact that if you're in charge of cooking, you can pick all the ingredients that go into the meal. She has also created a list of rules and no-nos for Men Make Dinner Day that establish what is allowed and what isn't on this day. Some of the National Men Make Dinner rules include the men must choose to participate on this day without asking for something in return. The men cooking must not have any help. The meal must have at least 4 ingredients and require more than one utensil to prepare. The men must be the one shopping for these ingredients. The man is in charge of setting the table and cleaning up. And when making dinner, these are the no-nos that the man or men cooking must resort to. Cotton candy, takeout pizza, leftovers from last night, sandwiches, or anything barbecued. So how to celebrate National Men Make Dinner Day? If you're a man, this is easy. Surprise your family by cooking them a meal. There are infinite possibilities for recipes on the internet. You can choose to cook something that is easy to make or challenge yourself to make something trickier. But that's pretty darn awesome because I never actually paid attention to that. And today is its 20th anniversary. Wow. The next holiday I want to touch on is Veterans Day on Thursday, the 11th. That's next Thursday. And Veterans Day is observed annually on November 11. If it falls on Saturday, the Friday before may be used for the holiday instead. If it occurs on a Sunday, the Monday may be used as its federal holiday. So most schools and businesses are closed. However, state and local government schools and businesses are not required to close. Check locally. What is Veterans Day? Veterans Day is held in honor of all military veterans, including both the fallen and the living, who have served in the United States Armed Forces during wartime or peacetime. While Veterans Day celebrates retired soldiers and victims inclusive of all wars on the same day annually, the date of November 11 was originally designated in 1919 as it coincided with commemorating the end of World War I. Until 1954, when it was replaced, Veterans Day was known as Armistice Day. The observance should not be confused with Memorial Day, the holiday in May, which is held in remembrance of all those who have died in military service. So Veterans Day coincides with Remembrance Day and Armistice Day in the UK and Commonwealth nations. While commemorations and ceremonies vary, the premise of the date remains the same. For example, in the UK, poppy wreaths are laid at commemorative sites in remembrance. As it is customary in the United States, there's also a moment of silence at 11 a.m. as to mark of respect. So that's pretty darn awesome, too. And actually, that day, November 11, 2009, is when Hubby's and my life changed. That's when we decided to take his father home to live with us until he passes. And he was an amputee, diabetic, Alzheimer's, and had dementia. And nobody wanted him. No convalescent home wanted him because they said, it's too much. We can't handle it. So we decided we're going to set precedence. We're going to set an example, and we're going to take him home. And even though the doctors thought he might have maybe 2 to 6 months to live or so, he lived with us for almost 6 full years. So this year has been 6 years since he passed. So he came in 2009, November 11, and he passed on September 21, 2015, almost 6 years later. And the things we've learned were, they were not, they still are very important in our lives. Patience, respect, listening before talking. So many things have helped us, we have learned and grown through with all the challenges that we had with him. Because you know, maybe you don't, but you might know that people with Alzheimer's and dementia, they're not doing things to spite you. They just honestly don't remember. And the more you talk with them, reach to them, keep their mind occupied and busy with good things to do, the less these two illnesses can progress. So I bought little square blocks with numbers and alphabet on it, and I played games with him. He could easily hold them because they were about 2 inches by 2 inches. It was easy for him to hold with his hands that were starting to be affected by arthritis. And so we played games like, word games. I said, okay, this is a word. Let's spell it. And so we did. Or sometimes I said, okay, now let's play it just totally freely hand, you know, decide on nothing. You choose the first letter and I add one to it. Then you need to add one to it that's still writing out a word. And so we came up and his brain was doing pretty darn good. So it was awesome. So actually, instead of having sad memories when we're talking about Veterans Day, I have actually good memories because it was so wonderful that we had him for almost 6 years when nobody else wanted him in any of the care homes or convalescent homes or whatever. They all said he had too many issues, they couldn't deal with it. Well, we did. And for that, I will be eternally grateful. The next holiday that's coming up is Thanksgiving Day on Thursday, November 25th. Do you see a pattern with this? Thursday, November 4th, Thursday, November 11th, Thursday, November 25th. For November. It is so amazing. But that is, of course, our Thanksgiving Day. And why is that so special? Well, famous for being a day for eating an abundance of turkey and pumpkin pie, Thanksgiving Day is held on the fourth Thursday in November. In 2021, Thanksgiving falls on November 25th. It's a federal holiday. So most schools and businesses are closed. The day after Thanksgiving Day is Black Friday, is also a holiday in more than 20 states, allowing people to benefit from a long weekend. This is also known as Thanksgiving break. History of Thanksgiving. To understand its origin and why we celebrate Thanksgiving today is important to understand its roots by delving into the history behind Thanksgiving. Our timeline outlines the background into the date. Pilgrims reached the New World in 1621. Religious separatists left Plymouth, England, bound for the New World on the Mayflower ship in September 1620. They hoped to find prosperity, a new way of life, and the opportunity to practice their faith in freedom, the majority having left the Church of England. Over 3 months later, they crossed Massachusetts Bay and worked at setting up a village at Plymouth. Their first winter in Plymouth was particularly difficult. Most of the settlers lived abroad or aboard the ship, and disease and scurvy abounded. Only half of them managed to survive the winter. They moved ashore in March. An Indian from the Abenaki tribe greeted them in English. He later returned with a native Indian, a Patuxet named Squanto. He had been sold into slavery but had managed to escape to London and get back to his homeland. He taught the pilgrims that they came to be known about 100 years later to live off this new land. He showed them how to cultivate corn and helped them build bonds with the local Wampanoag tribe. The reason for celebration? In November of 1621, the pilgrims gathered their first harvest of corn. Governor William Bradford organized a celebratory feast with guests from the Wampanoag tribe. This harvest celebration lasted 3 days. The food likely included fowl, which the pilgrims had caught, and deer that the Wampanoag had brought with them as a gift. Their feast menu could have included fish as well as native fruit and vegetables such as garlic, cranberries, walnuts, and chestnuts. However, they had no potatoes and they would not have had pumpkin pie as they had no sugar or oven. There was a formal march and both the pilgrims and native Indians put on a show of their weaponry abilities, as well as feasting and military exercises were their games. This day of thanksgiving to God, combined with harvest celebration, came to be celebrated annually in the New England area by the late 1600s, but on various days. So there's just a little bit of of history. You can actually look it up and find a lot more history about it. And when the pumpkin pie came in and all that, it's all listed if you Google it. So this is all pretty awesome. Yeah. And I just want to say, why am I talking about this? What does this have to do with getting healthy now? And what is my main point behind this? Okay. Let me share that in 57 days from today is December 31st, 2021, the last day of this year. In 58 days is the first day, January 1st of 2022. So we still have time to make some changes in our lives. What changes am I talking about? The radio show says get healthy now. And you know that my health is threefold. It's healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. And with the situation we are still in and some of the restrictions that we still have in certain areas, we're not going to have huge gatherings and get each other sick. I hope not. Even if we're vaccinated, we can still carry the virus and give it to somebody who doesn't have the intolerance. So let's be careful about that. Let's just be the family together. Or if you want to have more, go outdoors, get a huge tent with heaters in it or something so you can space out and enjoy a gathering, but have fresh air circulating yet still be warm enough so you don't get sick. It is so important that we actually, you know, work together and make sure that we're going to be healthier in 2022 than most people were in 2019 and 2020 or 2021. I mean, 19 wasn't bad yet. Just towards the very end, things started happening a little bit with the flu. But then in 2020 in January is when Javi and I got sick with COVID the first time. I mean, that's the only time we got sick with it. But we were really sick. And nobody knew what it was at that time. There was no talk about it yet. And so that's when it all started. And now with the days getting shorter, getting colder, winter in many areas, and I'm not just saying winter as the season, but I'm saying winter as cold weather, snow, ice, sleet, rain, fog, you name it. Those are all components that weaken your immune system if you're not taking excellent care of it. So I want to stress, we have 57 days this year to start today to get healthy or healthier than we are. So we can start in 58 days. The brand new year is a brand new you, happy, healthy, and balanced, and continue living a healthy lifestyle. Isn't that the goal that we have? We all love to be healthy, and we have a choice to be healthy. It's not about blaming somebody else for getting us sick. We are allowing that. And the thing is, when we listen to the rules, as ludicrous as they might sound at times, and as much as the people from the government proclaim that we ought to do this and ought to do that, but they're not leading by example, that's not the point. What is then? The point is that we personally do daily what serves us best and the people we love around us, which is respect one another, respect the 6-foot distancing, respect maybe wearing a mask, respect once it gets colder and more people are sitting indoors having the heater on and less air circulating and more bacteria and viruses growing inside the house. That is ample opportunity for getting sick and sicker and creating a new wave with a stronger virus than the Delta was. Remember, it was COVID-19 and then Delta. And the next next virus that's going to come up is going to be even stronger than the Delta. Each mutation gets stronger. And so instead of participating in making things worse, let's participating in making things better, leading by example, washing our hands, covering our mouth if we have to cough, not sharing spoons or forks that somebody else ate with, not drinking out of the same glass, little things that you normally don't think about when you're in love or married or you have a great relationship. You're usually not worried about that. This time, I'm not saying be worried and freak out. I'm saying be concerned and be aware. If you don't feel sick or you don't feel anything that is not normal for you, you can still either have the virus or carry it and give it to somebody else. So think about the love for the people you surround yourself with more than about your wants and your needs to be touched, to be loved, to be hugged, kissed, whatever it is. Make the best out of it so we can nip this culprit in the behind and put a stop to it. See, I have an ulterior motive, to be honest. I missed going home for the last 2 years, that is 2020 and 2021, for my mom's birthdays. So I missed her 90th and her 91st birthday. Next year is her 92nd, and I pray that she'll still be alive on her birthday and that we can fly an 11-hour nonstop flight without mask on, because I can't wear the mask more than 10 minutes or I go into asthma attack. It's just super crazy. And then a nine-hour time difference. So that would be by the time we get up and we leave the house and take a bus or a cab or something to the airport and then wait in line there forever. And it's longer with the TSA because they're checking you for the vaccines and whatnot. It makes it really difficult. So our days would be about 36 to 40 hours before we would see a bed. And that is hard enough when you're healthy and when you're feeling great. But when you have to pay attention to masks and not bumping into people and being respectful and in the airplane not getting, you know, sick because the air is circulating around from cockpits to cabin to everything, we need to make sure that we can actually do what's best for us and everybody around us. So let's consider that. So yes, improvements are important, and I am always for healthy mind, healthy body, and healthy finances. So I really just want to stress, if you have any questions to balance those three, let me know. I would love to offer you a free health goal reset session where we can talk about it so you are balanced. Remember the farmer when he goes and milks the cow, the farmer usually sits on a three-legged stool. And if one leg is not the same length as the other two, what happens? The farmer falls over. And he can't milk the cow. And it's the same with us with healthy body, healthy minds, and healthy finances. If one thing is out of whack, either we're sick, the body is sick, or the mind is sick, then we need to go to the doctor, get medication, get exams. Most people have copay. That usually is not included in the budgets on how much each copay is and how many you can have per month or per week or per year or whatever. And that can actually put a big break on your spending or not spending or nutrition or not. So that's why I say if you need any help, any guidance, I'm here. I would love to journey with you. And most definitely, I would love to give you a free health goal reset session so we can talk about where you're really strong and where you're not so strong and where we can work on to make sure that you're going to be healthy and that your next year, 2022, is going to be a fabulous one. I also have an e-newsletter. That's a health newsletter that I send out via email once a week. And if you would like to get that for a free recipe, healthy recipe or activity or some other incredible, valuable information, please let me know. I'd love to send it to you. I love to share whatever I can do to make things easier on you. Yes, I would love to do so. So in order to get that or to sign up for the Health Goal Reset Session, email me to Coach Denise, CoachDenise, at ctdigest.net. That's C as in Charlie, T as in Tom, digest as in Reader's Digest.net. Three letters in the subject line of capital B, capital T, capital R for blogtalkradio.com. And then put in behind what you want. If it's a, make a comment, ask a question, be on the show with me so I can fish out your email from the spam folder. All first emails go in there. Once I've had, I have you in my Rolodex with my addresses, then it's not going to go into spam anymore. So I hope I was able to give you a little bit of joy, a little bit of fun, and a little bit of thinking on how to move forward during November and then December for the next 57 days to finish this year, 58 to start the new year, that we're happy and healthy. And I wish that to everyone. So if you have any questions, want to be on the show, have any needs to talk about anything, definitely email me at coachdenise@ctdigest.net, but make sure you put the first three letters in caps, BTR, in there so I can fish it out. All right, until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered, and I'll talk to you then again. Have a fabulous week.